One of my dreams has always been not only to develop Coast to Coast and continue to pick up on what the master Art Bell had developed, and really to, you know, take it into my own direction with many of the things that he had already done. But one of my passions also was to see how we could somehow create some of the magic of this program, Coast to Coast, and turn it into a dramatic television series. And so one of the things when I came to Los Angeles I decided to do was to work on that. And I couldn't put the pieces of the puzzle together until after I was done interviewing you. I'm telling you, it was like someone turned on a light bulb in my head. And I said, you know what? This guy not only understands the business, but he understands the show, Coast to Coast, and he understands me. And based on that, I kind of want you to pick that up from there, if you would.
Yes, well, I had a great time the first time that I was on Coast to Coast. You know, you mentioned earlier that I was a commentator on Morning Edition on National Public Radio, so I really can recognize when someone's just a master of the radio art, and you're a terrific interviewer, and you come to it with enthusiasm and with intellect and everything that really one needs, and great heart. And so the next day, I got a call from one of your producers, and you and I had lunch, and we started talking about how to do a show, a drama inspired by what you're doing on radio. And so we started that journey, and it's been just fascinating and wonderful. And now we're at Fox working up this show, and we'll see where it leads. But again, it's the lessons that both of us have learned, which is you look at the real world, you look at the world. And find all the mysteries and the wonders there. And so you're shining a light on all of that out in the world with your wonderful listeners. And so then we're just now taking it into the realm of dramatic television.
And I think if God watches us properly down this road, Mark, that we're taking,
yes,
that we will probably be able to get this series. We'll keep the name under wraps by
yes.
now, but
yes.
it's basically based on Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a mix between Twilight Zone and X-Files, but it has its own personality to it.
That's right, because when you look at the evolution of science fiction on television, the real breakthrough shows, whether it's Twilight Zone or Star Trek or Outer Limits or Buffy or X-Files or any of the great shows that have really stood as classics, they always build upon what's gone before, but then create their own voice, their own attitude, their own aesthetic, and that comes from them really having something to say, and I think that's really what we're up to here, and certainly we're both very inspired by what Serling was doing.
I'm very excited about this project, because what it will be is an extension to this phenomenal radio program.
Yeah.
And I think the two of them, if this works the way you and I both want it to, will feed off each other.
Yes.
And people will get, I would hope, a top-rated television drama show that will just knock their socks off. And then at the same time, they'll be able to rush to their radio shortly thereafter to listen to Coast to Coast. Is it fair at this point to have you mention some of the people who are involved with
sure.
us in this?
You bet, absolutely. And again, it's building a team of people who really are the tops in their field, and that's what we've been doing. So
let me mention the names, and you tell me a little bit about each. Of course, let me mention Steve Latham. Steve is just a hardworking, dedicated person who has developed a program for PBS called The Living Century, where he had highlighted centurions, people who had become 100 years old. And he invited me when I first came to Los Angeles to one of his previews, and I had a chance to see it. And not only was it a great production, but he was a wonderful person. And he is a partner with us in this development. He also developed the After Dark CD, by the way, which has a compilation of some stories and music. He's doing very well with that. So I know Stephen very well. David Simpkins, tell me about David.
Well, Dave and I met many years ago when he was a producer on Lois and Clark, and since then he's worked on Dark Angel and Charmed and Angel, Joss Whedon's Angel. He was a showrunner on that and executive producer. Many, many terrific television credits. Brilliant writer, brilliant guy. He and I had been looking for a project to work together on for many years, and when this project arose, I immediately thought to bring him aboard as a partner and showrunner and executive producer with me on the show. And we've been working together, and it's just been every bit as wonderful and thrilling as I thought it would be. He's great in terms of just sitting down and saying, okay, where do we want this show to go? How do we want it to emerge? How do we want these characters to develop? Always looking to you, George, and to your show and to your callers and your guests, saying, okay, what is this wonderful world that we're delving into? And so it's so far it's a well-oiled machine. And Steve Latham too he comes from the world of television, and again it's a very it's people who are coming from the right place and who have the right heart to work on this material.
Suzanne Daniels, Sheila Duckworth, both of them just tremendous television executives as well.
Yeah, these are our partners at Fox. Suzanne Daniels used to run the Warner's Network, and now she's over at Fox. And Sheila Duckworth is her right-hand lieutenant and comes out of programming as well. And again, these are very solid television executives, and they're not, you know, they're not swimming against the tide. They really are recognizing what we're doing and being a great additional asset. And so it's a terrific team.
Who's going to play me, huh?
Someone incredibly handsome, George.
Yeah, right. Actually, it's going to be fun, and I'm going to make a prediction that this will be picked up by one of the networks, especially with Fox Television behind it.
Yeah.
Fox Production, and I think if we're with a little luck, Mark, we might have this on sometime the end of 2005 or so. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And when you mentioned casting, it's a very fun to engage in that, because you look for. It's funny, when you write a script, one of the things I've learned in writing a script is I don't describe my characters physically, because what I have in mind may not be what the actor is going to bring to it, and I don't want to limit the physicality. In other words, you won't say it's a brunette because there might be a great redhead or a great blonde actor. So with whoever's going to be the lead of our show, all I want is that they have the passion, the talent, the drive, all of the wonderful qualities that you bring to your show and that we're going to bring to television.
Well, the initial treatment of you, of course, being a tremendous writer, and David Simkins, is very, very exciting.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see all this unfold.
Yeah, well, it's just all of us coming from the exact right place.